And we got some, we put him in the back of the car, in the back seat behind. And so I sat in the window. And we got some interesting looks. People would pass us. And what was really great was when we stopped at a gas station to get gas.
Yeah, that definitely
has I'm thinking of bringing him up. I told my roommate about him, and we think that'd be a handy addition to our room.
Getting back to fish for just a minute, you mentioned brim and catfish and gar. Anything besides that is common around?
Yeah, they have bass, which we call trout, largemouth bass. And they're also warmouth at home. A warmouth is sort of like a brim, but is meatier and has a real big mouth on him. Almost not quite as big as a largemouth bass.
You don't have to have the thing like a carp or that sort of thing.
No.
Around. So, yeah. Have you ever heard of a type of fish, a freshwater fish, called a shell cracker?
Yeah.
Is that a type of?
It's more a type of white perch.
White perch.
Yeah. Shell crackers. I'm most familiar with reading about them over at Lake George, Lake Walker George. And I asked Daddy if we had shell crackers. He said sure. And I think we call them white perch. Yeah, they are. They usually run best, unfortunately, in February. So it's usually about 35 degrees outside with about a 30-mile-an-hour wind blowing.
You have to be a dedicated shell cracker.
Right.
Shell cracker. Well, getting on something else, have you, say if a woman wanted to buy some material, say she was making a dress, wanted to go downtown to get some material for it, she might take a little square piece of cloth along with her, you know, to make sure she had the right color and you know, all that sort of thing. Have you ever heard that called anything?
It'd be a swatch.
Call that a swatch. Any other names that you might have thought?
A scrap.
Scrap.
Yeah, but usually a scrap is what is left over.
Have you ever heard people just call it a sample?
Yeah, a fabric sample.
Can I ask you about a particular adjective? Say, for example, a woman was going to shop it and she saw a dress that really appealed to her, thought it was very attractive, she might say to herself, well, my goodness, that sure is a dress.
A good-looking dress.
Good-looking dress, or it's a very...
attractive, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Or, something else that you could say, another adjective. If you were looking at a painting, that's a very picture.
Pleasing.
Or maybe a girl, you know, is just good looking, you know. Boy, she sure is.
Good looking.
How about, what about pretty?
Yeah.
Okay, that adjective. What about the comparative form of it? Say if you were looking at two, well, that one sure is pretty, but this one's even
prettier.
And the superlative.
It's pretty.
Talking about cloth and things to wear, that type of thing. If a woman were working in the kitchen, something that she might tie around her waist to keep her dress from getting soiled.
An apron.
Or this thing that I'm writing here that uses ink, you call that a...
It's an ink pen.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that you would use to keep a baby's diaper, you know.
A safety pin.
And